Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, our next item might give you something to think about. Have you ever considered running for fun, but maybe you're put off by the idea of having to take part in a race? Well, if so, it's time to put the stopwatch down as more and more people are taking up running to enjoy time in nature and chat with friends as part of what's been called a slow running revolution. Well, joining us now is owner of Body Burn Gym, Paul Byrne, to talk us through this so-called revolution. Paul, you're very welcome to the programme. What's this slow running movement all about?
Well, it's great. It's great to hear people are looking at going down that route of doing a slower pace and more enjoyable, because it's more sustainable for running and they'll enjoy it much more. A lot of people get too caught up in times and making it an uncomfortable pace, and they get injured and they don't enjoy it, and then it's not sustainable. And the fun has gone out of it.
Yeah, I remember training for, I think it was the women's marathon or something like that, about 10 years ago. And I was finding it really difficult because I'd never really done any running before that. And a friend of mine who ran marathons all the time told me to just slow down. She said, as long as you don't stop, that's all you need to do. just keep going. As long as you don't stop. And it just transformed the whole experience for me, I have to say. And it actually meant I could run for much further distances at that slower pace.
And it's like I said, it's sustainable. And the biggest start, most people, they get caught up in the thing and times as well. And they're looking at their watches. That's what the really elite runners do. But somebody that's working in an office all week and going out for a 5K to weekend and 10K, it's much more enjoyable. But just running and just letting your body do its pace, because the pace is actually, it's a coping mechanism. You know, it sets a, you enjoy it much more, you know.
I'm glad we have an expert on here now, because maybe you can tell me, Paul, what's wrong with me. I start off slow running, but after the body gets warmed up, I start speeding up. Even though I know I shouldn't, and I'm too old to start running at this pace, my body starts speeding up. Why can't I just persist with the slow pace that I do at the start?
Well, that's what you should do. And that's the hard part of running, is actually pacing yourself. Like I said, pacing is how the body, it's a stress management tool. And so once he's warmed up and he's gone, the adrenaline is kicking in and he's taking off then. And that's the worst thing can happen. And then as that happens, then you get burned out. Like, it's pacing yourself to do it over.
And is it the adrenaline that takes over, or is it the eye of the tiger that's blaring in my headphones?
It's the adrenaline. And like, I've made these mistakes before. Like, I was doing the London Marathon with Keith Duffy, and the two of us were all set up and at the start line and took off like rockets and felt we were great. And by 10 mile in, we were like choking and choking and everything. And there was people with banners at 10 mile. And we felt like we were doing Chariots of Fire. And then some guy shoots past us dressed as a tin of beans.
So you were toasted.
Why am I doing this? Why am I, you know? And you take 3 minutes off your time or something to finish 5,056th or something.
Yeah.
Like, nobody asks, how did you run the marathon? What time did you do? They actually go, did you do the marathon? Yeah, I finished it.
I know they do ask. That's the problem. They do. Well, sorry, in my experience, they do. And they sort of have to mumble a reply sort of really quietly. But if you do a marathon, you do a marathon. That's as far as I'm concerned. You've done it.
Nobody cares about your time.
And nobody cares. Exactly. They don't really care. They just want to tell you what time they did, if they're asking, really. That's what it is, Paul, isn't it? Is there a pace that's too slow? Is there a pace that's too slow, that where it's really just not worth your while?
One thing, if you're doing a longer distance and you are going too slow, that's a longer time you're going to be on your feet, and then it can get extremely hard. Like, if you're going for 6 or 7 hours out there, if you were doing a marathon, let's say, for example, or if you're doing a 10K, so you'd pace yourself to say a 10K about an hour and 10 minutes. It's a very comfortable pace. That's very achievable, actually. And over the time, over a few weeks, building up to 3, 5, 6, doing the same pace, you'll end up doing a 10K about, that's a 6 minute pace, basically, which is very comfortable for most people. Obviously depends on your weight and everything.
Okay.
But if you're going 7 and 8 minutes, it's like, you know, it's probably easier to walk.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And just a final question then on that. If you are starting to train, if you're thinking about taking this up, is walking okay in between, or would you recommend just trying to keep running at the even really, really slow?
Well, that is brilliant for what you're doing, especially if, like, the key to this is sustainability and it's less injury. So if you walk for a minute and run lightly for a minute, walk for 2 minutes, and it's called fartlek, or else then it, some people call it intervals if you're going sprinting faster. But fartlek, just trot lightly and then walk. Lightly and walk. It's much better for you, much more healthier for you. It's better for fat loss as well, which a lot of people are taking it up for that reason. And then again, more fun and more enjoyable, and sustainable is the key.
Well done.
Okay, Paul Byrne.
Come here, before you go, sorry, what brand of beans were they, Paul?
Oh, I think they were Heinz, actually, you know, and I've never eaten since.
You know, branded in your brain.
My next goal now is to beat the beans.
Paul Byrne, thank you very much for joining us. You can text us your running experiences or indeed your walking experiences, 51551.